Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Tara Hoffman. She is working with the upcoming Medina Fall Festival, which will be this Friday through Sunday in Medina. And Tara, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very excited because the upcoming Medina Fall Festival has so many different things going on in it. Something really for everybody. But first, Tara, for our listeners, would you mind explaining kind of how the Fall Festival came together?
The Fall Festival has been around for as long as I can remember. And it's something that our community strives to do every year so that our community comes together as an event. As a farming community, we're busy in the summertime and don't get to see people as much. And so it's nice when you know that everybody's going to come together and celebrate some of these fun things together with their families. And so that's kind of how it's worked in the past. And we've continued with a lot of the same things that we've done year after year, as well as add some new things when people have suggestions or ideas.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of things that are coming up. A full list is available on our events calendar on newsdakota.com, but we're going to kind of go over some of these events, some costs and everything else with that too. Tara, it all kicks off on Friday, September the 7th. And it looks like there's a couple of things going on that night, right?
There are. There's a free child safety seat inspection. This was just added last year, especially with our young families, to be able to do that. It's nice to be able to offer that safety as long as people are in town and around anyway. So that's at the city park from 4 to 7. And then our FFA sponsors the Pitchfork Fondue from 5:30 to 8 o'clock, the FFA alumni, in the park, and tickets are available ahead of time, or they're a little bit more on the day of the actual Pitchfork Fondue, and then there's a kids' meal available. But those tickets ahead of time are $20, otherwise $25 the day of, and the kids' meal is $5. And then we finish the evening with a kids' outdoor movie, and that's free and just in the park, and we set up a screen outdoors, and the kids get to watch the movie under the stars.
Perfect. As far as those pre-sale of those tickets, Tara, where can an individual go to get that so they can get that $20 ticket?
The best thing would be to call me, and I can give my phone number at the end, and I'll give email address, but I can put you in contact then with who that needs to be.
Perfect. All right, so we'll get Tara's contact information to get those tickets. I'll remind everybody, Tara Hoffman, again, our guest here on Let's Talk About It, talking about the upcoming Medina Fall Festival going Friday through Sunday. That's September 7th through the 9th this weekend. And then Saturday, it looks like a whole lot more is happening, right, Tara?
Absolutely. Town is going to be packed and filled with people. You can start out in the morning with some rolls, pie, and coffee at the Legion Hall. That goes on all day. And exhibits are there, too. So we have kids exhibiting things. We have parents, families, farm produce, art projects, all different things can be exhibited. And that will be at the Legion Hall all day from 9 until about 3. And then the parade starts right down Main Street around 10:30. And again, the streets will be lined with people. We will have a band. All sorts of different businesses will be in the parade. And usually we end up with some fun and interesting floats. So it's fun to watch and see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then following that, we do, for the little kids, a pedal pull right down on Main Street with a little tractor. And they pedal as much weight as they can. And it's fun to watch them do that. And so it's good to be there to cheer them on. And then we go to our noon beef feed right at the City Hall. Adults are $7.50. Kids are $5. And you can just buy your meal right there at the City Hall. And that runs at noon, starts at noon. And they'll keep serving as long as there's people there to eat. And then from there, people start to move down to the park because just south of the school is where the truck and tractor pull will start at 1. In the park, we will have inflatables. There will be ice cream for sale, ice cream floats, $3 in the park. So there'll be kids games, inflatables. Our FFA always sponsors their Messy Bessie, so you can pick your square and see if you end up winning that. Concessions will be served also at the truck pull, sponsored by the FFA, and so that's always a fun and exciting time. Everybody just kind of gathers down by the city park and south of the school for all of those festivities. Truck and Tractor Pull, there is admission, $12 for adults, $6 for kids 6 through 12, and then free for 5 and under.
Awesome.
So you can get those tickets and get your wristbands right when you walk in. And then that evening, we have bingo at 7:30 at the Legion Hall, sponsored by the Lutheran Ladies. And then we finish the day with a street dance. Redline will be out here, and they are sponsored by our two bars in town, Gundy's and the Decoy.
Excellent. So, I mean, Saturday is chock full of things. There's going to be something for everybody, like I said earlier, the Medina Fall Festival this Friday through Sunday. And it does wrap up on Sunday, Tara, with it looks like a service will be held on Sunday.
Yes, at the Legion Hall, the ecumenical service, fellowship at 10:30, worship will be at 11, and then right after, we have another group that's doing a fundraiser for a noon meal, and that's $5. And I'm not exactly sure what they're serving this year, but no matter what, you'll get filled up and you'll be ready to go for the rest of the afternoon, because everybody will need a nap by the time we're done with the
whole weekend, exactly. So. It looks like there will be a plenty of chance to get your fill and to help out a bunch of different organizations during the Medina Fall Festival. And we should point out too, Tara, that this is being sponsored by the Medina Lions Club as well.
Exactly. Yes, they are there to support everybody. And again, the community comes together and finds different groups to be able to do the fundraisers throughout the week. It's nice to see that our high school kids and our youth are involved in a lot of these activities and putting things on too. So it really does get everybody out and about this weekend and working together.
Definitely. Tara Hoffman, again, our guest right now, and let's talk about it. The Medina Fall Festival all kicks off on Friday, goes through Sunday. Everybody is encouraged to attend. You don't have to be from Medina. You can be from Jamestown. You can be from anywhere in our listening area, and you can head on over to Medina this weekend. Tara, if anybody has questions, they want to get in contact to get some of those tickets for those events we talked about, what are some ways they can do that?
They can give me a call or send me a text, and my number is 701-221-2728, or they can send an email, Tara, T-A-R-A dot Hoffman, H-O-F-M-A-N-N, 123 at gmail.com. And I will be checking both of those as often as I can throughout this week. So if somebody sends something, I will try to get back to them as soon as I can.
Perfect. So get to Medina this weekend. Check out the Medina Fall Festival. Tara, anything else you want to mention or anything we may have missed?
No, I want to just reiterate what you said. Even if you're not from here, please come out and enjoy the day. Enjoy the whole weekend. Come spend some time with us with all the activities that we have going on.
Beautiful. Tara, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Oh, thank you so much.